来。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
啊，感谢主，我们再一次交通的机会。
Thank the Lord that we have another opportunity to fellowship together.
我们交通以前先有点祷告。
Let's start with words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we praise you.
你的心意实在是何等的高，何等的荣耀。
How high and glorious is your will?
你的拯救是何等的大，何等的深，何等的全面。
And how great, how deep, how perfect is your salvation.
我们能够蒙你的怜悯，被你拯救，而且能够蒙你的托付，能够奔跑你所为我们预备的道路，我们感谢你。
We thank you for we have found mercy before you so we can be safe, and also you have entrusted us your will.
你也不断以智慧和启示的灵来启示我们，使我们能够明白真是你的旨意，也明白运行在我们里面的大能大力是何等的浩大。
And also you continue to reveal us with the spirit of wisdom and revelation so we can understand your will and also understand how great is the power you have been moving around us.
我们都为这一切把颂赞荣耀归给你自己。
And for all these, we give all the praises and glory unto you.
你知道说话的人是贫乏有限的人。
You know that the one who speaks is someone who is limited and weak.
求你真是把你的话倾倒下来，让他不说自己的话，让你自己要说的话不受拦阻。
Pray that you pour down your words so he does not speak his own words and your words shall not be hindered.
我们真是求你圣灵运行在整个聚集当中。
May your Holy Spirit move amongst the gathering.
使我们讲的、翻译的、听的同样被圣灵充满。
So the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen, all be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们一同遇见你，一同来到宝座前。
Together we meet you and come before the throne.
一同蒙你的怜悯，一同得到你的激励。
And together we find mercy and be encouraged.
一同我们在受你的带领来奔跑你所为我们预备那样荣耀的道路。
And guided by you together to run this glorious way you've prepared for us.
再一次把颂赞荣耀归给你自己。
Once again, we give all the praises and glory unto you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 记得几个礼拜以前，主在一些机会里面，提醒了我一件事情。
Remember a few weeks ago that in certain opportunities, the Lord has reminded me some things.
因为我们所在的这一个城叫做 Newark.
Because the city where we gather is called Newark.
Newark, 你把它分成两个字呢，就变成 New Ark.
If you separate Newark into two words, it becomes New Ark.
所以 Ark 就是约柜。
Ark is like Noah's Ark.
Ark 也是。
Ark is like the Ark of Testimony. Sorry.
Ark 就是约柜 ,Ark 也是在圣经里面讲的方舟。
Ark is like the Ark of the Testimony and also like Noah's Ark.
所以对我们来讲的话，好像就给我们一个机会来思考思考约柜在约柜前的生活是怎样。
So just like Lord gives us the opportunity to meditate upon what is the life before the Ark of the Covenant.
而在有方舟实际的，在挪亚方舟里面，跟不在方舟里面的是怎么回事
？So what's it like to be in the Noah's Ark or out of it？
不过我们这都还是继续以先前的交通，就是我们是在天父与神儿子的交通里面。
But this is actually continuation of the fellowship that we have before, which is the fellowship in between the Father and the Son.
我们先读几处的圣经。
Let us read few places of scripture.
哥林多前书第一章第九节。
The First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所造，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of His Son Jesus Christ our Lord.
好，这可以说神是信实的，你们原是被他所造，进入他儿子。我们的主耶稣基督的交通。
That is God's faithful by whom you were called to enter into the fellowship of His Son Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以一个人信主之后，他就进入这个交通。
So after someone believes the Lord, he enters into such fellowship.
如果一个人信主不进入这个交通，他的信主可能有疑问。
So if after someone believes the Lord, but he does not enter into this fellowship, there might be question about his belief.
因为一个人信主之后, 他的灵就活过来。
Because after someone believes the Lord, then his spirit is being quickened.
这个灵活过来呢, 也就叫他能够受神的引导, 或受神的启示, 或者受神的光照。
After the spirit is being quickened, then he's able to be guided and also being revealed and being enlightened by God.
如果他不受神的引导, 不受神的启示, 不受神的光照, 这个交通就没有办法下去。
If he's not being guided, nor being revealed, nor being enlightened by God, then this fellowship cannot be continued.
如果他愿意的话, 这个交通就会越来越深入, 越来越活泼, 越来越新鲜, 也越来越丰富。
If he's willing, then this kind of fellowship shall be more deeper, more alive, and more rich.
所以神不会再是与 高高在上远远的神，神是真的住在我们里面。
So God is not someone who's so far away above, but He's someone truly lives in us.
我们再看希伯来书第九章第三到第五节。Let's
look at Hebrews chapter 9, verse 3 to 5.
第二幔之后，又有一层帐幕，叫做至圣所。And
after the second veil, the tabernacle which is called the holiest of all.
有金香炉。 有包金的约柜，柜里有盛玛拿的金罐和亚伦发过雅的杖，并两块约板。Which
had a golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna and Aaron's rod of butter and the tables of covenant.
柜上有柜上面有荣耀的基路伯的影照着施恩座，这几件我现在不能一一细说。
And over it, the cherubims of glory overshadowing the mercy seat, of which cannot now speak particularly.
在旧约里面，就是跟神交通最宝贵的，就是能够来到至圣所，来到约柜前。The
most precious thing about fellowship with God in the Old Testament time is that they're able to come to the holiest of holies and come before the Ark of Covenant.
在新约的希伯来书也告诉我们，能够进到至圣所的交通，这是非常宝贵的。
And so is the New Testament book of Hebrews tells us that it is so precious to be able to come to have fellowship in the Holy of Holies.
所以到至圣所那里去遇见神呢，会遇见什么东西呢？
So when they come to the Holy of Holies to meet God, what do they see?
金香炉，这代表能够达到宝座的祷告。
Golden censer, which means that the prayer that can reach the throne.
我们的祷告是穿不过这个天花板。 还是穿过这个天花板，又穿过第二层、第一层天、第二层天，到第三层天去呢？
Are our prayers not able to go through the ceiling, or our prayers can go through the ceiling and go through first and second heaven and go to the throne?
所以一个人亲近主哈，很宝贵，就是你所有的祷告，主不但听见，主而且是在最重要的时间、最恰当的时候，给你最宝贵的回应。
So what is precious is that not only the Lord has listened to your prayer, but He answers your prayer at the most suitable time.
有的人他也常常读圣经，但他不愿意祷告。Some
people might be willing to read the Bible, but they are not willing to pray.
不愿意祷告的人就失去了这样的机会。你的祷告呢，能够达到宝座去。你得到的回应是从天上的宝座回应下来的。
For those who are not willing to pray, they lost such opportunity that your prayer can reach the throne, and God answers your prayer from the heaven.
你想想看，如果你的基督徒生活是常常能够从宝座有回应下来，你的生活是怎么生活？
Think about what kind of life is your Christian life if your prayer can often be answered from the throne.
这一定是在地如同在天。That
must be on earth as it is in heaven.
这要宝贵。So
precious.
所以如果我们缺少这个，我们需要主把我们带进到这个世界。So
if we lack this, then we need the Lord to bring us into such reality.
那约柜里面有盛玛拿的金冠。And
inside the ark of covenant, there's the golden pot that has manna.
这是说明神是一切的供应。
That says that God is the provision of all.
不只是物质的供应, 也是灵性, 肉眼看得见, 看不见的, 一切的供应。
not just provision for materialistic things, but also spirit things, such as whether we can see or not see with our fleshly eyes.
看见这个，经历这个，跟没有看见、没有经历有很大的差别。
There's a great difference whether someone sees and experiences this or not.
我们在地上常常抓抓抓抓抓，就像雅各一样。
On the earth, we often try to grab all things just like Jacob.
但是你如果真的知道神是供应，你真的经历神是供应，你可以不抓。
But if truly you know God is the provision, then you do not have to grab.
你不抓地上的，你只抓住神而已。
You do not grab things on earth, but you only take hold of God.
所以就不会那么计较。Then
you really do not just be so concerned about little things.
所以在教会里面，如果看不见神的供应，哎呀，这个教会在属天上面呢是贫乏的。So
if in church you cannot see the provision of God, then this church is very much lacking heavenly.
在教会里面最宝贵的就是什么？有一群的那些圣徒，常常从神那里能够支取各样的供应。What
is the most precious in a church is that there's a group of saints can always receive all the provision from God.
这个不只是有饭吃而已啊。That
is not just about having things to eat.
今天你要说话，如果讲你在聚会里面，你希望能够为主能够使用你，能够说两句话，你这两句话从哪里来呀？
If during the gathering the Lord can use you to share something, then where is your sharing coming from?
在波饼聚会要赞美，这个赞美从哪里来呀？
During the Lord's table, you would like to pray, then where is this praise coming from?
我们常常感谢主，这感谢从哪里来呀？
Then we often give thanks to the Lord, but where is this thanksgiving coming from?
你多多经历神的供应。 不赞美你都要赞美，不感谢你都要感谢。
The more you experience God's provision, even if you don't feel like praise nor give thanksgiving, you still have to.
所以经历神的供应不是羞耻，是祝福。
So to experience God's provision is not something to be ashamed of, but it's a blessing.
也许人觉得说，我这么有能力，我这么会做事，哪需要神的供应呢？ 你不认识神。
It might be that if someone says that I'm so capable and also I can do all things, so why should I experience God's provision? But that means that you really do not know God.
千万晓得，得神的供应不否定掉你的聪明。
You have to know that to receive God's provision, He does not deny your wisdom.
不但不否定掉，反而什么？你让人看见你是更聪明的人，你来到至高神面前。
Not only he does not reject your wisdom, but people see that you are someone even more wise because you come before the God of Most High.
所以教会里面如果有人能够打开天上的窗户，让神的供应从宝座倾倒下来，教会是什么东西？什么地方啊？
So, where is church? If church has people that who can open up the gates of heaven and let His blessing and provision be poured down.
这个丰富。 不是地上的丰富可以比的。
This kind of richness is not cannot be compared with the riches on earth.
需要羡慕。
We need to desire of this.
另外，亚伦发过亚的杖。
And also Aaron's rod that budded.
这是说明，在蒙恩的圣徒身上有一个生命是越过死亡的，是死而复活的生命。
That means that for those saints who are saved by grace, there's this kind of life that's passing through death into life. That's the life of resurrection.
We really
have to honestly face one another.
在我所遇到的弟兄姊妹身上，有没有看到死而复活的生命能力在他身上啊？
For the brothers and sisters we see, do we see this power of resurrection on them?
我在弟兄姊妹面前，我所活出来的生命。 是在死亡之下呢，还是出死入生、已经复活的那个生命呢？
Before brothers and sisters, this life that I live out, is it still under death, or is already out of death into life that's under the life of resurrection?
如果在教会里面都充满了复活的生命，这教会生活是什么生活？
What kind of life is a church life if it's full of the life of resurrection?
你有很多抱怨吗？
Do you have much complaint?
你还有苦读吗?
A lot of bitterness?
那都不在复活生命里面的。
Those are not under the life of resurrection.
复活, 需要真正的认识和经历。
Resurrection is the true experience and understanding.
保罗以这个为至宝。
Paul sees this as his most precious thing.
他愿意放弃一切地上的，能够进入这个复活的世界。
He's willing to lay down all things on earth to enter into such life.
如果保罗他觉得这个是宝贝。
If Paul feels it's such a treasure.
我们是不是应该有同样的感觉呢？
Don't we also feel the same?
另外还有两块约板。
And also the two tables of the covenant.
表示在教会里面应该都是称义的。
It means that in church, everyone should be justified.
应该是让神满意的。
Then God should be pleased.
如果不能让神满意，那我们的生活就跟没信主有什么差别呢？
If God cannot be pleased, then what's the difference of our life with non-believers?
这个柜上面还有一个施恩座。
And there's also the mercy seat upon this Ark of Covenant.
这个施恩座是叫我们去那里支取恩典的。
And that mercy seat means that we go there to receive grace.
以弗所告诉我们说，主给我们丰富的恩典。什么叫丰富的恩典？叫我们罪得赦免，能够来到主的面前。
In the book of Ephesians, it tells us that God gives us abundance of grace. Why is this abundance of grace? That is our sins can be forgiven. We can come before God.
然后以弗所书第二章又告诉我们说，有一个极丰富的恩典，就是什么？与主同复活，同坐在天上。
And in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, it says that there's the abundance of grace, which is that we resurrected together with the Lord and sit together with him in heavenly.
所以这就看我们身上了。我们身上如果不但我罪得赦免，但是没活到复活的，我经历的恩典还不够多。
So if we see that although we have experienced grace, but we have not yet resurrected, experienced resurrection, then the grace we have experienced is not yet enough.
如果我活在复活的实际，又活在同坐在天上的实际，那我是在从神那里支取的恩典是在大又大，多又多，是极丰富的恩典。
If we live in the reality of resurrection and also live in the reality of sitting together in heavenless with God, then the grace we have experienced is a very abundant.
还有一个荣耀的恩典，就是叫磨成神儿子的形象。
And there is a glorious grace that is to conform us into the image of God's Son.
就是得到儿子的名分。
That is to receive sonship.
如果我们不盼望成为得到儿子名分的人，那我们就不会去支取这荣耀的恩典。
If we do not desire to receive sonship, then therefore we will not go there to receive such grace.
我们再看希伯来书第十章第十九节到二十五节。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 to 25.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
By a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh.
又有一位大祭司治理神的家。
And having a high priest over the house of God.
并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Let's draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
Let's hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised.
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And let's consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching.
希伯来书第九章一直讲到第十章，这是连贯在一起的。
Hebrews chapter from chapter 9 through 10, it's all a continuation.
所以这告诉我们说, 在约柜前的生活也是教会聚会的生活。
So it tells us that the life before Ark of the Covenant is also the life of assembling together in church.
所以聚会的生活应当有在约柜前的那一个实际。
So the life of assembling together should have the reality before the Ark of Covenant.
我们必须承认, 不是所有的聚会, 不是每一次的聚会都一定是有益处的。
We have to confess that not all the gatherings, not each time of the gathering is profitable.
但只有那个聚会真的是在约柜前的光景的话, 那你是一定有益处,不会没有益处的。
But if that gathering is having the reality of the condition before the Ark of the Covenant, then that must be profitable.
所以写希伯来书的弟兄呢, 他借着这个在会幕里面的这个情形呢, 来告诉我们怎样进入那个属天的实际。
So the brother who wrote the book of Hebrews, using the life before the tabernacle, show us what is the reality of gathering together.
所以虽然旧约是这幅图画在那里, 但是因为主耶稣成就了救赎, 他把我们带入这个图画的实际的经历, 就是教会的聚会生活。
So even though the Old Testament is like a picture, but because of the Lord Jesus accomplished salvation, therefore it brings us into the reality of this picture, which is the life of gathering in church.
所以这就提醒我们, 我们来到聚会, 弟兄姊妹怎么彼此鼓励啊, 怎么彼此激励, 怎么彼此能够造就啊。
So it reminds us that when we come to gatherings, then how do brothers and sisters encourage and also edify one another?
达到宝座的祷告, 宝座供应, 宝座回应的祷告, 这是有造就的。
For the prayers that can reach the throne, and also the answering of the prayer from the throne, those are edifying.
有属天的供应, 这是有造就的。
If there's the provision from the heavenlies, then that is edifying.
如果只有地上的供应, 没有任何一点属天的供应, 没有造就。
If there's only earthly provision, there's no heavenly provision, then it's not edifying.
弟兄姊妹的互动, 生命的交流, 是在复活的生命的里面, 这是有造就的。
For the interaction between brothers and sisters, and the fellowship is under the life of resurrection, that is edifying.
我们不但得到称义的地位, 我们也活过着一个称义的生活, 这是有造就的。
It is edifying not only that we have the position of being justified, but also we live out this justification in reality.
我们到弟兄姊妹当中来一起来经历神的恩典，一起来支取神的恩典，一起来寻求主的带领，这是有造就的。
It is edifying if together with brothers and sisters we experience and seek God's guidance. That is edifying.
所以到底我们要到聚会来要什么？
So what exactly do we look for when we come to a gathering?
你是要出于神的呢, 还是出于人的?
Do you want something from God or from man?
如果你是要出于人的, 那你就不在乎这些东西。
If you want something from man, then you do not care about those.
但是你要出于神的, 你就非常注意你怎样进入这个实际。
If you look for something from God, then you really pay attention how you enter into such a reality.
我们再看12章,希伯来书12章。
Then let's look at Hebrews chapter 12.
22到24节。
From verse 22 to 24.
你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑, 就是天上的耶路撒冷,那里有千万的天使。
But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels.
有名录在天上诸长子所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂。To
the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect.
并新约的中保耶稣以及所洒的血，这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better than that of Abel.
所以这里提醒我们, 好像新耶路撒那个新新天新地的那个就是那个经历一样。
So it reminds us here that the gathering of the saints is to come to New Jerusalem, like the experience of New Heaven and Earth.
这是锡安山，来到永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷。这有属灵的实际。
And that is Mount Zion to the city of living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. That is the spiritual reality.
在旧约里面，耶路撒冷是神为他名所拣选的那个所在。
In Old Testament time, Jerusalem was where God has chosen for His name to dwell.
但是呢，锡安呢，却是有神那个属灵的同在，神的实际，属灵的实际，还有神的同在的实际。
But Mount Zion is where the reality of God's presence and spiritual presence is.
所以呢，这里是提醒我们今天，虽然在新约里面，我们需要，我们好像能够，我们进入一个是属天的一个锡安，属天的一个耶路撒冷。
So it reminds us that even though we are in the New Testament time, but we're entering into the heavenly Zion and also the heavenly Jerusalem.
锡安为什么这么宝贵
？Why is Zion so precious？
大卫做王以后，在那个耶路撒冷殿被建起来之前，约柜就放在那里。
After David became king and before the temple was built in Jerusalem, Zion was where the Ark of Covenant was placed.
所以在锡安的人是常常在约柜前可以跟神交通的人。
So those who were in Zion were the group of people who could always fellowship with God before the Ark of Covenant.
因为在约柜前交通，所以神就把他们带到一切神所喜悦的那个属灵的实际的光景。
Because they have fellowship with God before the Ark of Covenant, therefore God bring them into all the spiritual reality which God is pleased.
所以旧约一提到锡安的时候，就知道有属灵的实际，是得胜的见证，是得胜的实际。
So whenever the Old Testament mentions about Zion, it talks about the spiritual reality, which is the testimony of being victorious.
我们再看两处的圣经。
And let's also look at two other places of scriptures.
历代志下六章四十一节。
Second Chronicles chapter 6 verse 41。
好，六章四十一节，耶和华神啊，求你起来，和你有能力的约柜同入安息之所。耶和华神啊，愿你的祭司披上救恩。愿你的圣名蒙福欢乐。
Now therefore arise, O Lord God, into thy resting place, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priest, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let thy saints rejoice in goodness.
这个是所罗门他建殿完毕，殿奉献给神的时候，他做的祷告的其中一句话。
That is one of the sentences that Solomon prayed after the temple was being consecrated.
这时候约柜从锡安移到了耶路撒冷。
Now the Ark of Covenant has been removed from Zion to Jerusalem.
所以他说，你和你有能力的约柜同入安息之所。
Therefore he said that into thy resting place thou and the Ark of thy strength.
另外看诗篇132篇。
And let's look at Psalm 132.
第八第九节。
Verse 8 and 9.
耶和华啊，求你兴起，和你有能力的约柜同入安息之所。
Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength.
愿你的祭司披上公义，愿你的圣名欢呼。
Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy.
这个是上行之事。
That's the song of ascension.
如果上次陈锡珍弟兄来给我们的帮助是准确的。
If our when our brother Christian came, his help to us was accurate.
所以这篇诗可能是希西家写的。
Then, this song might be written by Hezekiah.
那个刚才那边呢是所罗门的。
What we read in Second Chronicle was by Solomon.
在经过相当长一段时间之后，现在到了希西家时代。
After such a long time, now it came to a time of Hezekiah.
圣殿曾经被关掉了。
temple was closed for a period of time.
没有人可以到圣殿去了。
Nobody could go in there.
所以希西家做恢复的工作。
Now Hezekiah done the work of revival.
然后希西家做了这个祷告。
And Hezekiah prayed this prayer.
神啊, 耶和华, 求你兴起和你有能力的约柜同入安息之所。
Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength.
愿你的祭司披上公义, 愿你的圣名欢呼。
Let thy priest be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy.
是不是这两处的祷告可以成为我们的祷告？
Are those two prayers can become our prayers?
主既然用大能的手把我们带到这个又是 new ark 的这个地方来。
As our Lord has brought us to this new ark with his mighty hand.
是不是像这样祷告，主啊， 你同你有能力的约柜在我们当中得到安息。
Shall we also pray like this, that you and the ark of your strength find rest among us?
愿你的祭司披上救恩，我们每个人都有救恩的见证。
And let your priest be clothed with salvation, so each one of us have the testimony of salvation.
愿你的圣名蒙福喜乐，因为有得到这样的救恩，那个喜乐的灵充满在我们当中，是那样的丰富。
And let your saints be blessed with joy because of such salvation, so that all the people can be blessed in such riches.
在诗篇130篇说，愿你的祭司披上公义。
And Psalm 132 says that let thy priest be clothed with righteousness.
我们不是守律法。
We are not keeping the law.
我们靠主的怜悯，在信心里面，主把我们带到那个称义生活的实际。
By Lord's mercy and in faith, our Lord brings us into the reality of being justified.
怜悯我们。
He has mercy upon us.
犯罪的事情从我们身上越来越少，甚至到没有。
And the things about singing become less and less upon us.
愿你的圣名欢呼，这个欢呼是，像新年那种欢呼 ，Jubilee那种新年的欢呼，那个是非常非常的释放，非常非常的喜乐的。And
let thy saints shout for joy. That is like such joy in the year of Jubilee. That is so set free and joyful.
我们盼望不盼望我们的聚会能够进入这样的一个。
Do we hope that our gatherings can enter into such beautiful condition?
所以是告诉我们说，聚会不只是在约柜前。
So it tells us that to gather together, not just before the Ark of Covenant.
聚会也是天在地彰显。
To the assembling together is also that heaven is revealed upon earth.
因为我们不是来到那。 那个火焰的山，我们是来到锡安山呢，我们呢是来到那永生神的城邑，那个是天上的耶路撒冷。For
we do not come before the mountain with fire, but we come to the Mount Zion. That is the city of the living God. That's the new Jerusalem in heaven.
如果我们就会有这个实际。If
our gathering have this reality.
你不用一次、两次、三次拉人来聚会。Then
you do not have to drag people to come to the gatherings.
如果那一个人他向着主心是敞开的，
If those people their hearts before the Lord are open，
他恐怕来一次就被吸住了。
It might be that his heart is deeply being drawn after just coming here for once，
因为他被神遇见。
For he has been met by God，
他能够在这里发现，在许多到处跑的地方没有的东西。
And he can find what is lacking in all other places here。
所以为着 我们能了解这个锡安山，能够永生城的城邑，属天的耶路撒冷。
So in order for us to understand Mount Zion, which is the city of the living God and the New Jerusalem,
我觉得有几篇的诗篇对我是有点帮助。I
think there are a few psalms that's helpful to me.
因为希伯来书讲的就是很短的话。Because
in Book of Hebrews talks very briefly.
但是呢，神纪念在大卫那时候的锡安。
But God remembers the Zion back in David's time.
神用大卫家以外的人来为那个锡安山、那个锡安城做见证。
God uses those are not belonging to David's family to testify for the city of Zion.
所以我们稍微看一下一点。
So let's look at together.
诗篇48篇。
Psalm 48.
我们
我把它读过哈。
I will read through this.
这是可拉的后裔写的。
That's from the sons of Korah.
这不是大卫家写的。
Those were not written by the
family of David. 不是大卫，也不是所罗门写的。
Nor David nor Solomon.
耶和华本为大，在我们神的城中，在他的圣山上，该受大赞美。
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our Lord, in the mountain of his holiness.
锡安山大君王的城，在北面居高华美，为全地所喜悦。
Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the side of the north is the city of the great king.
神在其宫中自显为避难所。
God is known in her palace for a refuge.
看啊，众王会合，一同经过。
For lo, the kings were assembled and they passed by together.
他们见了这城，就惊奇上胆，急忙逃跑。
They saw it and so they marveled and they were troubled and hasted away.
他们在那里被战惊疼痛抓住，好像惨难的妇人一样。
Fear took hold upon them there and pain as of a woman in travail.
神啊，你用东风打破他师的船只。
Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish, which are with an east wind.
我们在万军之耶和华的城中，就是我们神的城中，所看见的，正如我们所听见的。
As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God.
神必坚立这城，直到永远。
God will establish it forever.
神啊，我们在你的殿中想念你的慈爱。
We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple.
你受的赞美正与你的名相称，直到地极，你的右手满了公义。
According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the end of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness.
因你的判断，锡安应当欢喜，犹大城邑应当快乐。
Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment.
你们当周游锡安，四围旋绕，数点城楼。
Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof.
细看她的外郭，查看她的宫殿，为要传说到后代。
Mark you well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces that you may tell it to the generation following.
因为这神永永远远为我们的神，他必做我们引路的，直到死时。
For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our God even unto death.
我读这一篇，我的感觉，锡安是一个，它是实际上它是神的城，它是得胜者的见证。
When I read this, I feel that Zion is the city of God, and that's the testimony of the overcomers.
在这整篇诗篇里面，我看三个大部分。
I see three big points from this psalm.
第一个，这个城是有神国度见证的实际。
First is that this city has the reality of the testimony of God's kingdom.
所以这个城呢，它是什么？他说锡安山是大君王的城，在北面居高华美，为全地所喜悦。
So it says that the city is the city of the great king, and that is beautifully situated on the side of the north.
大君王是谁呀？是大卫吗？
Who is the great king? Is it David?
是大卫所信的耶和华。
That is the Jehovah whom David believes.
大卫做王，能够让神特别的纪念，就是他让神在他身上，在所有一切上做王。
That when David was king, that he can be specially remembered by God. That was because he let God be the king upon him.
我记得我们信主的时候哈，我看到信主的人，我就觉得他们，我很不喜欢看他们。
I remember before I believed the Lord, I really did not like to look at those believers.
我讲的难听一点，就是有点瞧不起他们。
Actually, I really looked down on them.
因为我觉得他们这也不敢做，那也不敢做，然后我就觉得，哎呀，这些人都真是，就是觉得不行了，不行了。
Because I felt that they don't dare to do so many things, then so I think they are so incapable.
那我就觉得我也敢做，我也敢做那样的，我觉得很棒。
And I felt that I dared to do all things, and I thought I was good.
所以我对那些叛逆的人哈，我特别欣赏他。
Therefore, I really admire those people who were rebellious.
对那些特别顺服人，我就觉得，哎呀，这些人没性格。
And I kind of looked down on those who were being obedient.
我讲真的，我是这样看基督徒那时候。
This is honestly speaking, I really look at Christians that way.
所以呢, 我就喜欢跟那种有叛逆性格的人在一起。
Therefore, I like to be with those who are rebellious.
但是呢, 真正跟那种有叛逆性格的人在一起的时候, 你就发现了, 哎呀, 这个相处是实在有过困难。
But whenever I was really being with those who were rebellious, I felt it was so hard to be with them.
但我真正跟有叛逆性格在一起，真是深入相处的时候，我会发现，这对还是错啊？
When I have even further interaction with those who are being rebellious, then I question about whether it's right or not. I start to feel very contradicted to myself.
非常矛盾，我欣赏那些有叛逆性格的人，但是呢，到后来因为相处的太深刻了，就觉得跟他们在一起后太困难了。
It's very contradicting because although I really admire those who are rebellious, but after such deeper interaction with them, then I realize it's so difficult to be with them.
但是呢, 经过一些年之后呢, 我有信耶稣了。
Then after many years, I believe the Lord.
信耶稣之后呢, 我从读圣经发现, 诶, 主耶稣是完全的顺服天父, 他的生命性情有一个是完全顺服神的性情。
Then, from reading the Bible, I realized that one characteristic of our Lord Jesus is that he completely obeyed the Lord, or obeyed God, Heavenly Father.
哎呀，我这样才我的眼光开始改变了。Then,
my insight started to change.
我发现哈，那个能顺服神的人哈，那特别在艰难、在有那些逼迫的情况下还顺服神的人，在他身上有一个无比的荣美在他身上。
Then I realized for those who are still able to obey God in such difficult persecuting situations, then on them we see such a glorious beauty.
这种荣美是那些叛逆性格人是完全不可能有的。
And this kind of beauty can never happen on those who are rebellious.
所以大卫我相信，因为他是顺服神的人，他的那个荣美哈是属天的。
Because I trust that David was someone who obeyed God, therefore his beauty is heavenly.
在西安充满那些顺服神的人，所以西安的荣美就特别与众不同。Because
there are all those people who obey God in Mount Zion, therefore the beauty of Zion is very exceptional.
特别我在那里以前跟那些年长的弟兄在一起聚会的时候，我就发现那些在神面前很认真、很顺服神的人，哎呀，他们那个。 他们那个面孔啊，就像一个王子的，像有王子般的尊荣的面孔。
Especially when I gather with the elderly brothers, I feel that as they obey God, then their face really shines forth just like the beauty of the prince.
这是我亲眼看见的。
I really have seen that myself.
他也有医生在里面，他也有商人在里面，他也有，也不是医生，也不是商人，也是那些很普通的职业的人在里面，但是呢。
Among them, there were doctors, physicians, or businessmen, or just all kinds of careers. But all of them have this facial that shines forth with the face of Prince.
为什么会这样？这里讲说，他是耶和华本为大，耶和华在他们身上是最大的，没有什么能跟耶和华来相比的。
Why is that? It's here says that great is the Lord, that on those group of brothers, that on them, Lord is the greatest. There's no one else greater than the Lord.
好，这个城呢是神的城，耶和华该受大赞美。
And this is the city of our God. Jehovah shall be greatly praised.
弟兄姊妹，你觉不觉得神该受赞美？
Brothers, sisters, do you feel that God shall be praised?
如果该受赞美，为什么在波饼聚会你不开口？
If he shall receive praise, why is it that you do not open your mouth during the Lord's table?
你是觉得神不配受赞美?
Is it that you feel God is not worthy to receive praise?
还是你跟神还有些东西过不去?
Or there's still something between you and God.
或者你跟人过不去，你把它算在神的头上。
Or there's something between you and man, then you took account of it unto God.
如果没有的话, 你应该要赞美。
If there are no such situation, then you should praise.
他配得赞美。
He's worthy to receive praise.
你知道越赞美，你就越认识神。
The more praises, then the more you know God.
啊，这是很宝贵的事情。
And that's very precious.
而且在锡安，他亲身的经历什么？是神建立这个城，直到永远。神在那里，神亲自看顾保守这个城。
And in Zion, God Himself establishes forever. Himself watches and keeps the city.
所以他们的经历是什么？神是他们的避难所。
So their experience is that God is their refuge.
你知道在美国哈，很多都要保险，对不对？这个保险那个保险，你知道你如果不是很有钱的话，你就苦死了。我也没这个保险，我也没那个保险。
In United States, you need a lot of different kinds of insurance. If you do not have money, then you feel that you are not being insured.
啊，你有这个保险那个保险，哎，我很有保障，对不对？
If we have all kinds of different insurance, then we feel we are fully insured.
但是你有没有经历过神真的是你的避难所？
But have you ever experienced that God is your true refuge?
不管你有没有保险。
Whether or not you have insurance.
不管你是富有。或者是贫穷。
Whether or not you are wealthy or poor.
不管你是顺境是逆境。
Whether you are having a smooth sailing or in difficulty.
神真的是你的避难所。
God is truly your refuge.
如果神真的是你的避难所，你遇到问题第一件事你先来到神面前。
If God is truly your refuge, then when you face difficulties, first you come to Him.
神不是你的避难所，你就先找所有地上可以找的资源。找完了之后没有办法那没办法了，神了，我也没办法了，再来你试试看吧。
Then if God is not your refugee, then you try to look for all kinds of sources on earth. And at the end, if you still don't find anything, then you maybe you just try to seek God.
神是避难所，不是个概念，神是避难所，是一个经历的实际。
God is refugee is not just a concept, but it's the reality that can be experienced.
神是避难所，你就不怕仇敌。神不是避难所，你就给仇敌搅得乱七八糟。
If God is your refugee, then you are not in fear of enemies. But if God is not your refugee, then you get all disturbed and confused by the enemies.
所以第二方面经历是什么？他说看啊，众王会合一同经过，他们见了这城就惊奇上胆，急忙逃跑。这是什么说？得胜的权柄在耶和华那里啊。
And here says that the kings were in temple, they passed by together, they saw it and so they marveled, they were troubled and hastened away. It shows that the power of overcoming is at Jehovah's hand.
我们很容易被外面的强壮就吓到。
We might be full of fear with the outward strength, all the outward power.
我们也许真的是没办法去外面处理。
It may be that we really cannot handle it by ourselves.
他们就说众王会合一同就，他们见了这城就惊奇上胆，急忙逃跑。
It says that the kings assembled and they passed together. They saw it and they marvel and they trouble and haste away.
这西西家亲自经历。
That was what experienced by Hezekiah.
亚述王来围城，准备要把他们攻下来。
When king of Assyria came to besiege the city and would conquer them.
西西家转脸到神面前去祷告。
Then Hezekiah turned to pray to God.
神应许一之后，一个晚上派一个天使来，185,000的亚述军队，一个晚上就不见了。
God promised that just during one night, He sent all the armies, and therefore all the armies of Assyria were gone just in one night.
周围的列国，哇，就是西西家，你真会打仗啊！一个晚上就把185,000给解决了。
And all the nations marvel and say that Hezekiah, you are so good at battle that you were able to conquer all those armies in one night.
根本就不是，是神做的。
Actually, not Hezekiah, but all done by God.
我们需要经历神做工。
We have to experience the work of God.
神是得胜的神。
God is the one who has overcome.
与神旨意抵挡的，神自己会亲自去处理对付。
For those who are against God's will, then God Himself will take care of it.
而且第三方面就是，神啊，你用东风打破他斯的船只，神的大能彰显在所有的一切的自然界各方面，神是有权柄能力的神。
And thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind, that God's power and authority manifests through all the natures.
所以如果我们真的认识这个的话，我们碰到很多事情，我们就会好好祷告。
So if we really understand this, then when we face a lot of difficulties, then we will earnestly pray.
那我看现在这美国人不太祷告的样子。
I feel many Americans do not seem that they do not pray.
哇，每一次那个一报好这个有下雪来的时候，那个 supermarket 真是挤得不得了，哇，我得车一车的买啊，那赶快预备。
Whenever weather forecast says that the snowstorm is coming, then I see that the supermarket is so crowded. Everybody is preparing food.
当然这时候需要预备是预备，但是就说你就知道说，啊，他们好像大灾难来临了，然后赶快啊加紧的预备。
It's as if the great tribulation is coming, and they were so hastening in preparing.
但我们亲身经历，我们在台湾好常常有台风嘛。台湾台湾比我们那上次那个 Sandy 要强迫多少倍？
But we have experienced ourselves that the typhoon in Taiwan was so much stronger than Hurricane Sandy.
我们在台湾的时候不是我不在台湾，我们在台湾的时候我们经历很多哈，祷告祷告祷告，台湾那个风台风的就转向就不来了。
When I was in Taiwan, that we experienced that after we pray, then the typhoon just changes track and did not come.
西安经历这种东西。
In Zion, I experienced this.
所以不要看什么事情不需要，不要自己定规什么事情不需要祷告。你恐怕你不需要，绝对不需要祷告的，正是需要祷告的。
So do not think that there are certain things that do not need prayers. It might be that although you think that you do not need to pray about it, actually you need to pray about it the most.
他们在有个经历到一个地步，他说我们在万军之耶和华城中。我们就是我们神的城中所看见的，正如我们所听见的。
And they have experienced to such a point that what we have heard, so have we seen the city of the Lord hosts in the city of our God.
他们经历神的真实。
They have experienced the reality of God.
看见神的作为。
And see the work of God.
听见神的旨意。
They have heard the will of God.
听见神的带领。
And they have heard the guidance of God.
我们需要主给我们这样的实际。
We need the Lord to give us such reality.
所看见的正如我们所听见的，你认识的神，你所看见的圣经跟你所经历的圣经差多远。
What we have heard just like what we have seen, that what you have read in the Bible comparing with what you have experienced, are they altogether similar?
所以这是我们需要主帮助我们在信心里面去尝他的滋味。
So we need the Lord to help us, but in faith, then we taste Him.
所以他说，神必亲自建立这城。
And says God will establish it.
啊，如果神不亲自建立我们哈，我们要跟随主实在是太困难了。
If God Himself does not establish us, then it's so difficult for us to follow the Lord.
每一个跟随主的脚步能够走稳稳的走在神的心意带神的带领底下，那都是神亲自坚固的结果。
For each step of our way, if we can steadfastly follow His will, it's really because He has established us.
那个绝对是不是那个人，他的神经比较粗，他这个性格比较刚强，不是这个天然的东西。神要亲自兼顾这个人，神要亲自兼顾这个团体，这神需要亲自做工。
It's not because that person is stronger, but it's really that God Himself established this person and Himself established this group.
所以当我们在一起在你寻求主的时候，如果你对主的心意有心，那你就需要亲自去经历什么？神亲自向你启示，这是神的心意，神亲自坚固你走在神的心意里面。
So when we seek the Lord together, if you really have the heart toward God's will, then you have to experience God Himself establish you to walk according to His will.
我们千万不能说，哎呀，反正我是在一个得胜的团体里面，这么多人呢，那我就随随便便吧。恐怕到时候主在算的时候又算不到我了。
We definitely cannot feel that since we are in this group that have overcome, then therefore I can just be very casually following him. Then it might turn out that when the Lord is remembering the people that he does not remember you.
所以这个城呢，它有国度的见证，它也是什么？是神亲自在那里坚固这个城，而且呢，这个城呢。所经历的呢，是要传说到后代的。
啊，这是我们看到他第三个方面，他要把他所经历的、所认识的神呢，能够传到后代去，让后来的人也认识这位神。
So we see that this city has a testimony of overcoming, and also it's the city that God established himself. And also this is a city that we should tell unto all the generations so everybody can see.
所以今天我们如果在一起认识主，我们在一起经历主，不是只是这样的说说听听，过去就算了。
So if today we together to know the Lord and also experience him together, it's not just we let it hear and then pass by.
主给我们一起，好像喜安一样，能够来到约柜前，因为我们的聚集有那个神同在，有那个神旨意的实际，不但是我们现在要，而怎么样，主要让他传说到后代。
The Lord let us be together, become before the Ark of Covenant. Not just that we need to experience it now, but also we need to tell it to the generations following.
所以这里面来讲的话，就还要有更深入、更丰富的经历。
So there should be even deeper and more riches of experience.
他说：“神啊，我们在你的殿中想念你的慈爱。”
It says that we thought of thy loving kindness in the midst of thy temple.
我们都经历神的慈爱。但是当你在更深的经历主的时候，尤其是你在艰难当中的时候，你有时候发现呢，好像神的慈爱不在了。
We all have experienced God's loving kindness, but sometimes you feel that especially in your difficulty, it seems like God's loving kindness is gone.
但是来到殿中，好像那个诗篇七十三篇，他看到哎呀，好多人不跟随神，不照神的心意，很顺利，而且很舒服。但是他呢，那个写诗篇的人，哎呀，他都是真的很难过，很痛苦，而且呢，他不晓得方向在哪里。
Just like Psalm 73 says that the psalmist sees all those people not following God, seems they were so smooth and everything was blessed, but those who following God seems under so much difficulty, so he got confused.
等到他来到殿中。他轻易静下来，然后他从在神的眼光里面，再从神启示的眼光里面来看那些他觉得羡慕的那些不讨神喜悦的情况，他才发现，哎呀，他看错了。
But when he come before the temple and he really meditate upon it, then he realized that it was wrong that what he saw for those who disobey God seems to be blessed.
如果你遇到很多艰难，你遇到很多挑战。你如果不是来到真正来到神的宝座前，你很难真正的会里面有个确定神的爱在你身上是那样的丰富。
If you have faced much difficulties and much challenges, if you do not come before the throne of God, then it's very hard for you to assure that God's loving kindness is upon you.
所以在喜安的人不是躺在那里说，哎呀，神啊，你好爱我，你好爱我，躺在那里很爱我，不是这样的。他们经历的艰难远大过一切以色列人。
So for those people who were in Zion, it was not that they just lie there and say that, oh God, you love me so much. It was not so. What they have experienced, the difficulty they have experienced was much greater than other people.
但是明白 确信这个爱在他身上是丰富的，他必须要真的来到神面前。
But in order to assure and understand the love of God is so rich upon them, they have to come before God.
不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有经过一些痛苦。
Don't know if brothers and sisters have gone through some sufferings.
任何人跟你讲什么都没有用。
It was no use regardless of whoever told you anything.
任何人对你好都没有用。
It was so useless even if someone being so nice to you.
任何人对你的帮助都好像变成没有用。
And all the helps from people become helpless.
但是你来到神面前，神亲自他的爱浇灌在你的身上，把你整个翻起来。
But when you come before God, when His love poured down upon you, then you are being turned around.
所以我们在神的殿中想念你的慈爱。
So we have thought of thy loving kindness in the midst of your temple.
这更深更透的爱。
That is the love that's deeper and more strong.
另外，他说，你只要传，把爱传出去，你经历爱不多，你传的爱就不会太多。你经历的爱多，你能传出去，也许别人不觉得你爱，但是你真的在爱他。
But how do you tell others about love, the more you experience love, then the more you're able to let other people to know that God's love.
另外要传给后代的就是神的名。
And also those we should tell the tell other generations that God's name.
你受的赞美正与你的名相称，直到地极。
That is according to your name, O God, so is thy praise unto the end of the earth.
这个名在他们身上是宝贵的。
This name on them is so precious.
就好像新约在启示录第三章有个教会叫做腓拉铁菲。
Just like in the New Testament, in the book of Revelation chapter 3, there's a church called Philadelphia.
他们有个特性就是没有弃绝主的话，而且没有就是遵守主的话，没有弃绝主的名。
Their special characteristics is that they have kept the words of the Lord and did not deny His name.
就是不管怎样，神的名他都不弃绝。
That was regardless of what happened, they did not deny God's name.
你看听起来不弃绝神的名好像只是一件小事情啊。
It might seem that it's such a little thing to not deny God's name.
好像不弃绝就不弃绝嘛，有什么了不起啊。
It seems that there's nothing so special about it if not deny His name.
但是呢，我们看启示录第三章十二节。
But let's look at Book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 12.
得胜的，我要叫他在我神的殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名，我神城的名，就是从天上，从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在他上面。
Him that overcomes, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name.
我有一天思想到这里的时候，我觉得这是个很荣耀的光景。
When I think about this, I feel it's such a glorious condition.
在殿中做柱子。
To be the pillar in the temple.
我们想想看，这几个柱子如果把它打掉的话，这个房子怎么回事？
Can you imagine what happened to this building if we cast down all those pillars inside?
恐怕这个柱子打掉，这房子就没有了。
If we really cast down those pillars, then this building might crash.
所以柱子是什么？是最重要的。
So the pillars are most important.
但是更宝贵怎么来说呢？他说，我要将我神的名。我神城的名，并我的新名都写在上面。
And what's more precious is that I will write upon him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God.
在基督徒生活当中，如果我们尊神的名为大，我们的名呢就不见了。
Among Christian life, if we exalt his name, then our name should be gone.
如果我们把我们的名凸显出来呢，耶稣基督的名呢就变得暗淡了。
If we exalt our own names, then the name of Lord Jesus become diminished.
所以你会看哈，所以很多聚会，你会想说他是什么会什么会呢？然后你发现你只听到什么会呢？但是呢，你好像你不知道耶稣基督，耶稣基督那就变暗淡了。
For many gatherings, if they just focus on the name of their gatherings, then the name of the Lord really become diminished.
但这一批的圣徒是什么？只把神的名，耶稣基督的名高举，他们的名根本一点都不在乎。
But this group of saints, they only exalt the name of God, but they disregard their own names.
因为他们不在乎的缘故，结果神在乎他们，神把他的神的名、神城的名，并他的新名呢刻在上面。
Because they neglect their own names, therefore God pays attention to them. Therefore God write upon them the name of Himself and the name of the city of my God.
我们常常有很多人去旅游，对不对哈？去参加那种旅游团呢、啊？你看旅游团去的地方哈，最多地方在哪里
？Oftentimes when people join tour, where do you see that they go the most？
啊，比如说假设你去哈佛大学，对不对？你去了，你没有太多时间，结果呢，你要证明你来过哈佛大学，你去哪里呢？
Such as if you go to the University of Harvard, then that, since you did not have much time, then in order to prove that you have been there, then where do you go?
你就把哈佛大学那个名字，在你站在旁边，我照一个啊，我来过。
Then I would take a picture next to Harvard University to show that I have been here.
其实呢, 里面一点也没看过,
actually, you have not even seen it.
那是最凸显的地方。那可能恐怕是这个去哈佛大学哈，这个怎么讲说，怎么讲的网络点击率啊，就是你到达那个率最多的，那个量还是最多的。
It might be that people click the most on websites to University Harvard University.
怎么就说最受重视的?
Because they it was being paid attention the most.
我们不重视我们自己，只有办法让他的重视把我们提升起来。If
we do not pay attention to ourselves, then the Lord can really pay attention to us.
所以传扬神的名是件重要的事情。
Therefore, to share the name of the Lord is very important.
如果我们高举我们自己的名，就没办法传扬神的名。
If we exalt our own names, then we cannot preach His name.
还有叫传扬神的公义。
And also tell about His righteousness.
用我们生命的见证，我们活在那个称义的实际里面，神的公义就传出去了。
With our testimony of our life, if we live in the reality of His righteousness, then His Then God's righteousness shall be spread.
另外传扬神是审判的神。
And also we talk about that God is the God of judgment.
西安说什么？他说：“因你的审判，西安山就应当欢喜啊。”
Let Mount Zion rejoice because of thy judgment.
这个认识神的人哈，不怕提审判的事情。
For those who know God do are not in fear of listening about judgment.
只有我们对神的认识和经历太少了，我们常一听到审判。 就觉得好像人在咒诅我们一样，不是这样子的。
Only if we have less experience and understanding about our God, then whenever we hear about judgment, then we really fear. But that's not so.
请你记得一句话：怜悯是向审判夸胜。如果我们是活在神的怜悯底下，我们神就把我们带越过那个审判。
Please remember that mercy rejoices, overcomes over judgment. If we live under mercy, then we have already passed. Past its judgment.
还有另外一种，爱既完全，就没有惧怕，因为惧怕中含着刑罚，就有审判。
And if love is perfect, then there is no fear, because fear comes with judgment.
所以吉安的人什么？他被神的爱充满，他被神的怜悯充满。
For those in Zion, they are being filled by God's love and mercy.
这是我们也需要的。
And that's what we also need.
也盼望能够传给下一代。
And also, we do hope that we can pass on to the next generation.
所以他说，神是永永远远做我们的神。So
it says that God is our God forever and ever.
神是我们的神，确定吗？Is
it sure that God is our God?
这要传出去说，神永远是我的神。And
we should say that God is our God forever.
还有另外一个是，他必做我们引路的，直到死时。神引导我们每一个脚步。
And also, He will be our guide even unto death. He guides each step of our way.
如果我们的每一个生活不是受他引导，我怎么能见证这句话说他必引导我的，他必做我引路的，直到死时呢？
If our life is not being guided by Him, how can I testify that He will be our guide even unto death?
如果今天在具体的生活上，我有机会受他引导，我拒绝，我怎么能见证这个话在我身上是实在的呢？
If in our life's reality that although there's chance for me to be guided by Him, but I even reject this chance, then how can I testify this is true on me?
但是西安的见证就是他们在神面前都有透彻的寻求，而且不但透彻寻求，一旦神确定这是神的带领，他接受神的带领，他能够放下自己的意见，他能够放下别人的意见，他能够放下所有这些流行的东西，他单纯的跟随神。
But those in Zion, they have this sorrow seeking before the Lord. And as soon as they realize that this is God's guidance, then they're able to let down of all other opinions or themselves, their own opinions or all others' opinions, and they follow the Lord.
这是所有跟随主的，愿意好好跟随主人，没有办法逃避的功课。
That is the lesson for those who are willing to follow the Lord, that they cannot escape this kind of lesson.
西安 已经有这个见证。
Zion already have this testimony.
盼望我们也有这个见证。
Also pray that we have the same testimony.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话再交回到你的手中。
Lord, we once again commit back those words onto your hands.
如果有什么不是你要说的，求你
宝血遮盖，把我们涂抹去。
May your precious blood covers and blot out the words if those are not what you would like to say.
如果这是你要提醒我们的话，求你给我们回头的亮光。
If those are the words you would like to remind us, pray that you give us light as we look back.
求你借着圣灵带我们进入一切的实际。
Pray that through the Holy Spirit guide us into all truths.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.